This is Confessions of Coconuts, episode 37. Hi, I'm Coco.
And I'm Cashew.
Hi, Cashew.
Hi.
What's up?
Nothing much, you know, just chilling, being cool, living the life, I suppose.
Yeah, being cool with your middle name.
Not necessarily, but I'd like to believe so.
Yeah. Cashew being cool nuts.
Yeah, I wish. It doesn't exactly work that way.
No, Cashew cool nuts.
No, I don't like that.
No, you like Cashew being cool nuts.
No, neither of them flow very well. There's a reason why my middle name is not being cool.
Your middle name is non-existent. You don't have one.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, yeah. So this morning I read something about this lady in Germany who does her beauty routine on a zero waste way, and I cannot stop thinking about it.
Oh Lord.
I why did you just say it like that?
Why did I say oh Lord? As soon as I've learned in my life in this household, whenever my mother reads something online or hears something on the radio or any of the sort, and the keywords are either zero waste or vegan, I know there's about to be a lot of trouble for me. So I have automatically set myself to be very on guard about all of this.
Well, well, well.
All of my defenses are up right now. You said zero waste way, and I am totally shut down.
No, let's just have an open mind.
Perhaps.
The zero waste lifestyle.
I don't know. I've had an open mind about it for a pretty long time. It's time for me to say that my mind is now closed.
Okay, before we talk about the way she does her zero waste beauty routine, do you have a beauty routine?
God, of course I don't. I don't have anything to beauty up. Literally, like...
Wow. You need to be nice to yourself.
You guys, like, makeup, I'm sorry. But if you wear makeup, cool. Like... that's like fun, like go ahead, do whatever. Like she always puts on makeup, well not all the time, but she does like really cool eyeshadow. She doesn't really do anything else. But for me, I think makeup is in a complete waste of time. Like, one, I don't go anywhere. Like, have you seen me? I literally don't go anywhere. My pajamas are my daily outfit. Like, sure, I go to work.
Your outfit of the day.
Yeah, my outfit of the day is literally like holy elbowed hoodies and like sweatpants and leggings. Like, I literally don't go anywhere. And then two, just like the whole routine, spending 30 minutes in the morning putting like crap on my face, and then spending 30 minutes in the nighttime taking it off. No thanks, too much work. And you guys know me, if my mom is zero waste, I'm like zero time to waste. I don't care. So I don't have like a beauty routine.
And you don't like wasting time.
Yeah. To me, it's just a waste of time. So, right. No, I don't have a beauty routine.
Okay.
The extent of my beauty routine is perhaps brushing my teeth.
Oh, that's beauty.
I guess. Suppose, but otherwise...
Or personal hygiene.
I put my hair up properly after I wake up, too. I put my hair up, but...
So, you wake up and you brush your teeth and you put your hair up.
Yeah, that's... And then I'm like... going about my day, like I'm done.
You don't wash your face, nothing like that?
You know, I used to wash my face, but then I stopped.
Oh.
I don't know why, but I tried to start washing my face again, but then I was like, nah. So I just stopped washing my face, and it's probably like a really bad idea. I probably should like actually do that, but like I can never get myself to sit into a routine because I used to like not brush my teeth in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had to like remind myself to brush my teeth in the morning. Now now for me, I just get up and I brush my teeth. It's what I do, because I don't know. It's just like I started getting into a routine of waking up and brushing my teeth.
That's nice.
When I used to go to school, brick and mortar school, I would wash my face in the morning. Mm-hmm. But now I just stay home 24/7. So I don't. I'm like, who am I washing my face for? Nobody.
Okay.
So I don't do that.
Okay. So, yeah, beauty routine, I guess, goes together with personal hygiene.
I suppose.
If you think that way, right? Because, like, washing face is not just a beauty thing. You wash because, I guess, your personal hygiene involves washing face, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I remember her mentioned something about showers and wash face, too, and I'll talk about that. But, like, So that was your beauty routine. That's your routine in the morning. So you mentioned something like for going to sleep. So what do you do before you go to sleep?
I brush my teeth, and then I fix my hair, and then I go to bed. It's the same routine. It's the same thing. I don't even like alternate. Like okay. I fix my hair because I don't know, my hair becomes a disaster throughout the day.
But why do you fix your hair to go to sleep?
I don't know. It's just like a lot of people, I don't know, a lot of people who have hair like mine, well, newsflash, I cut my own hair again. Yeah, and it looks pretty darn great in my opinion. Although I was told by this woman right here that it was horrendous. She's like, oh my gosh, what did you do to your hair? It looks horrendous. The first time I walked downstairs, I was like, nah, you playing. So what I did.
I don't remember saying horrendous, but it was seriously like lopsided.
She's lying. My hair looks great. And I cut it myself.
One side
awesome.
Was higher than the other, lovely.
I still don't see that.
Then, guys, she comes to my bathroom, and then she gets the scissors and tries to fix it, because after I said something, then she leaves all the hairs.
No, that was like, the thing is, what's funny is that I cut my hair perhaps, I don't know, maybe last Monday, 2 Mondays ago or something like that, and you came home on Monday and didn't even see. Like, you came home on Monday and, like, you were in a really bad mood, so I was avoiding. Yeah, you were, like, maybe it was a Tuesday or a Thursday or something. I don't know. It was a day where you were at work and I was not. It was during spring break. And you came home and I asked you a question and then you were, like, in a super bad mood. So I was like, bye. So I wasn't interacting with this lady all day long. And she didn't even notice. The next day, I cut my hair that day. And the next day, that afternoon, she noticed, like, 24 hours later. So I was like, wow, I did this, like, 2 days ago. But in my opinion, I look pretty damn great. And
you look pretty damn great no matter what.
I'm just saying.
Even if you shaved your hair against my will.
I'm pretty sure that I'm going to attempt that at some point in my life.
Don't
like,
get any ideas.
Because I think it will be interesting. Like a cool new beginning. Because I really like having short hair.
No.
But,
lovely. Let's change the topic then.
Well, we were talking about why I fixed my hair before
right.
bed.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
lot of people that have hair my length, like, my friend who lives in California, when her hair was really short, she would gather it all up at the top and then go to bed that way. And then my friend who lives like 30 minutes away, when her hair was really short, she used to do the same thing. She would gather it all up at the top and then go to bed. And I started doing that. And I do that sometimes like around, like it is that like that like right now, sort of. It's
yeah.
like gathered up at like sort of the back.
Yes, it is.
But because like when I do at the top,
doesn't
like everything
that
falls out.
To sleep?
No, not really, because I've always gone to bed with my hair.
No,
like,
I mean
up.
When you lay down on your back, doesn't it like hurt because it's up?
No,
like that?
It's because I sleep on my side, so
oh.
I've never been able to sleep on my back. That's weird.
That's
like,
what I do.
I don't understand how people can do that, but I sleep on my side because mm-hmm. I prefer to be like curled up. I'm one of those fetal position sleepers, gang, I suppose.
So speaking of hair, I guess that's also part of beauty because the lady said something about. In 2016, she used to wash her head daily with shampoo or like a shampoo bar. And she said it was greasy every day. And then she switched to washing with rye flour. And
yeah, I'm not down for
and
that.
And rinsing with vinegar.
Yeah, no, I'm not down for that at all. I'm going to walk around everywhere sleeping, smelling like vinegar. Are you kidding me? No, thanks.
And then she switched to combing her hair every day with a boar bristle brush. I guess she wasn't combing her hair or brushing her hair on a daily basis. And so after all this experiment, she stopped washing her hair every day. But only a few days, trying to last as many days as possible between washing. So that was back in the day before she has this new way of living, right? So she's just telling us how she did back in 2016. So how often do you wash? Do you feel that affects the hair or the way it looks?
Well, for me, my hair only looks good after I wash it. Like, I don't know, like my hair texture, since it's not like straight or like wavy, it's like really difficult. So like I, like, if you compare my hair to P's hair, like, my hair, my curls are a little bit more open than hers are. Because hers, if you've seen pictures of her, which you probably have, like, hers are, like, more like corkscrew curls. Her curls are really tight together, and mine are more, like, kind of wavy, but, like, curly, but not...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, it's kind of strange.
I would say that your hair, the waves are, like, really close to one another.
Yeah, it's still curly, but it's Yeah,
they
not...
then they curl at the end.
But... I don't really have a set schedule on how often I wash my hair. Usually I wash my hair maybe 2-3 times a week. It depends. But for me, the best time that my hair looks the best right after I get out of the shower. The day that I take the shower and I leave my hair down, I bought a nice fancy conditioner for myself, so it, like, moisturizes my hair, and it looks super great, and I often go to work like that, and it's cool, because my hair looks nice, and then once I put it up, it's ruined, because my hair gets watermarked, and the next time I wash my hair is, like, 2 days later, and also, I stay home all the time, so I don't wash my hair real constantly, because usually when I shower, I wash my hair every single time I shower, because my hair just looks better that way.
Mm-hmm.
But now I just wash my hair, like, 2-3 times a week, mm-hmm. like I said. Mm-hmm. And then by the time it's, like, the mid of the second day after I wash my hair, it looks bad already. Mm-hmm. Because it's dry again. Because mm-hmm. my mm-hmm. hair gets really dry. My whole entire body gets really dry.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, that about the body. That, you know, I remember when you were a baby, we lived in Colorado back then, and the air, it's very dry, mm-hmm. right? The whole place is just really dry. And your skin will be so dry that it will start cracking.
Yeah.
And so the doctors were like, oh, you know, she needs a different lotion. Not lotion, but something more oily. Just go ahead and put Vaseline on her. And I remember you were a baby, and I would just put Vaseline all over your body. And so, and also when you take lots of showers and you take hot showers, that also dries the skin. Yeah. So, again, beauty routine goes together with personal hygiene. And then you think about showers. If you shower, even like I say, when you were a baby, I did one shower a day, and your skin was still really, really, really dry, and I had to put the Vaseline on you the whole time. And since, you know, growing up, when I was managing your routine, I always made sure you had a shower a day. Do you think that having showers or no showers get your skin in a different way? Because, like, you know, we live here in the U.S. and there's cold and there's hot. So if it's cold, people like to take hot showers. If it's warm, I hear even there are some people that like to take warm showers even when it's warm. I never
liked cold showers. I like my showers really, really hot. Mm. Like, I first start out with, like, kind of, like, warm, and then it feels too cold, so I crank it up. By the time I'm done with my shower, the heat thing's already at the end. Like, also, we have super bad water pressure here, so I think something in my mind tells me that if I move the heat more, more water will come out.
Yeah.
So, but that's not the case. It will be really hot, but there'll be, like, a trickle of water coming out. Like,
yeah.
Love having well water pressure. Don't recommend. I don't.
Again, we have well water, and the water replenishes itself, which yeah. is great.
But it's, like, if there's no rain, the water pressure, or, like, no, like, water coming in,
yeah.
it's, like, the water pressure is really sucky.
Yeah.
But it's just something I've dealt with. When I go to other showers, like, you go to the hotels, and the showers, they're, like, thumbing on my body. I don't know if I like this or not. I feel like I'm being pounded with, like, bullets.
Yeah.
But about the whole shower thing, like, whether, like my skin or whatever, since I take really hot showers, I do get really dry, and it's not just the hot showers, it's that my skin just gets really, really, really dry.
Mm-hmm.
No, especially in the cold.
Right.
When it gets cold, I get so dry that I can see the white cracks on my skin, mm-hmm. and it's like, and then I forget to put on lotion, so it gets worse, and mm-hmm. like, it's like a problem. Like, I yeah. see it, and I do nothing.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah. and then taking hot showers doesn't help.
Yeah.
But I feel like, I just, word of advice, just, like, put on lotion after you shower, because that's, like,
I mean,
you know,
yeah,
to regain the moisture.
True, true,
and
true. And speaking of that, I'll read a little bit about what the lady said about the body care, right? She said her old skincare was she used to cream her face, hands, legs every day. The hands even several times because they were so dry.
Yeah, I feel that. Like, I don't do my whole body every mm-hmm. day, but my hands get super dry, like,
yeah.
on the daily
she
basis.
She says
yeah.
she was totally addicted to lip balm. And
oh, I cannot go without lip balm.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, so use it several times a day, and she showered every day. So that was then, again, she's basically saying what she used to do, and then she is going to say what she does now. What I used to do when I was in Brazil, you know, Brazil is really hot, so you have to take showers sometimes even more than twice a day because it's just so hot. I mean, who has the time to take 3 showers a day? I don't know, but I remember my sister, every time I went to visit, she was in the shower. And I was like, what the hell? Why are you taking shower again? She's like, I'm just too hot. I was like, girl, you took a shower when you woke up. And then, like, she take a shower in the middle of the day, and then she takes another again when she's going to sleep. I was like, what the hell?
This is why you don't live in a place that's so hot. go move somewhere with seasons, okay?
So,
like, don't advise.
I did take showers in the morning and at night. And I remember that putting lotion in Brazil is a waste of time.
Because you just sweat it up. Yeah,
it gets so slimy and so it's just nasty. You just don't put lotion.
Yeah, I don't think when I went down there, I didn't do that either.
No.
It's so hot. You
There's
just sweat
no
it right
reason.
Off.
There's
yeah.
no reason. The moisture in the air moisturizes your skin.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no reason.
It's the same way I feel like here when it gets hot sometimes. Like,
you
put lotion
it?
On and you feel like you're kind of suffocating yourself.
Yeah, it's just like, no.
So, and especially if you live in a room like mine with zero insulation and it gets sweltering in my room. So I'm like, no, I'm not putting on lotion.
Yeah.
It's like so hot
and
it's no point.
And then I did take, like I said, I took twice a day showers every day. Wash my hair. I don't remember if I washed every day, but I did wash. Well, when I started working, I remember that I used to wash my hair every Saturday. Me and my girlfriends, we used to go to a salon, and they would wash my hair there, and then hydrate with a bunch of creams, and then after that, they'll blow dry, do like a blowout kind of stuff. So we did that every Saturday, so that's when I washed my hair, and I maintained the hair throughout the week, so I didn't have to blow dry, do the blowout more than once. But that's when I used to work. I started working when I was 17, but I didn't have that routine. I think that routine started when I was like 19-ish, and then I came here, and I don't remember what was my routine, but I think was still I kept washing my hair once a week, and until this day I wash my hair once a week, and I don't mind wash my hair once a week, and I think my hair likes the idea that I wash once a week. But
I don't know, I feel like you should at least do it twice, because your hair's different than mine.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas mine gets dry, yours gets oily.
Mm-hmm.
So, and like, being dry, like, people don't really notice, I feel, like, when it's dry. Because it just looks frizzy, right? And my
hair
normally looks frizzy. But, like, with oily hair, it looks different. It's like having oily makeup. And then people, like, the dewy makeup. Never like that I see that on people. I'm like, you look greasy. Like, did you literally put, like,
did you just
a vat of oil on your face? Like, please go get some matte makeup. I'm so sorry. Like, I don't understand how people like that, but
no, you yeah, do you, I you get know? It. So, you know, I always did once a week until I cut my hair last. The end of March, just now, I was talking to my hairdresser, and we have the same kind of hair. And I was telling her I've been battling this dry scalp issue for a long time, and it gets on my nerves. And she said, you know, try to wash twice a week and see if there is a difference. Because I'm trying to do that too, because I am also having the same issue. Every time it gets like really dry, my scalp just keep on flaking. And there's a difference between, I just want to make sure that people understand the difference between dry scalp flaking and dandruff. She was explaining to me that dandruff is kind of yellow and has a smell to it, but flaking, it's white. And it's just like light that when you shake your blouse mm-hmm. and it comes off right away. But it's a lot. And so you have to treat. I treat my scalp with rosemary oil, essential oil, and lavender. I do a mixture and I massage my scalp every time I wash it. And so that's what I do. And doing that now, twice a week, I massage and don't know if I can say that it's better or not. I guess I have to wait a little bit. But I even thought having to wash my hair, being washing my hair once a week and massaging my hair with rosemary and lavender was better too. But I'm going to try her way just to see, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my routine for washing my hair, basically, I don't use shampoo because I don't want to waste with the packaging of the shampoo. So we use the same soap that we wash our bodies, we'll use washing our hair.
Well, I don't do that anymore because we went to nice Marshalls and I got stuff for my hair. For like, I used to use the soap and the soap was fine, and but now I got these two, you know. I don't know if it's just me, but I find that if you have shampoo and conditioner and they match, okay, like this sounds so trivial, like, but hear me out. Like, let's say you have brand A, moisturizing and hydrating restoration shampoo. Then you get brand A, moisturizing and hydrating restoration conditioner, and it matches. And it says on the side, on the back, on the directions, it says best used with hydrating and restoration. Like, I don't know, it makes you automatically cool if you have matching. Well, but like, I got it because, you know, it said hydration, and like, my hair is super dry, so I'm like, bro, I need some hydration. So I bought it, and I think I'm probably going to continue to buy it because it makes my hair look really nice.
Well,
so I use shampoo, but P and my mom don't.
I don't agree. I think that we should do the best that we can not to use plastic. And so I try as much as possible, living in a country, to not use plastic. Yes, it's nice to buy stuff, but no, my wallet doesn't like it. I'm also doing the money makeover challenge. So no, I have a budget. I don't want to buy what I don't need. But you can see and hear that the marketing for that particular brand is working on Cashew here.
Oh, please. That's not what's happening.
Well, you know, everything is marketing, my lovely child.
Coming from Lady so, who literally does marketing for a living. That's all you
exactly.
talk about.
Exactly. I am just glad that whatever they're doing is working on you. And I applaud them for it, you know.
Okay, but like, the reason why I'm getting this stuff. One, it's like apparently like super good. I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
The package says so, but
of
I know
course,
it's a
is their job
technique,
to put on
whatever,
their packaging.
Blah, blah. But you know
that
what
works
it is,
marvelous.
What it is like, it's a company that was based in Africa, and you know, kind of with this lady who is selling shea butter.
Oh, gosh.
Back in like 1912.
It is a good
and
company.
And I'm like, cool, cause, I'm going to support African businesses. Nice. And it's for people with textured and curly hair. So I was like, nice. This is for me. I'm not going to have straight hair people conditioner and shampoo. So I bought it. I'm like, got to get my hair nice and curly hair, textured hair stuff, you know? Got to get that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, like I said, I wash my hair with soap. That I can wash my body with as well, and if I could, I would conditioner with the same bar. I just don't have the same bar yet that I can wash my body, my
face, my gosh, you're gonna be one of those cursed 3-in-1 people.
Yes, no. I just have to find them that works. But right now, I do buy conditioner, but I buy in bulk, so it makes me feel a little bit.
Better about yourself.
That I buy in bulk, so we are not buying lots and lots of conditioners because my daughter P is addicted to conditioner. So I have to break that cycle with her.
It's not that she's addicted, it's just that she misuses.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And then, like, I discovered that the conditioner that she buys in bulk from Amazon, like, it does not do much for my hair either. It makes my hair feel not good. Oh, you know, okay, so I'm trying to find like a good comparison for this. You know when you go to the hotels, right? Back with the hotel comparisons, I know, but you know when you go to the hotel and then there's that bar of soap at the hotel and you use the bar of soap, it makes your hands feel like you know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how that conditioner felt on my hair. So it was not doing anything for me. I get out of the shower, my hair looked like crap. Like, so now that I have this nice restoration, hydrating, moisturizing conditioner, my hair looks a lot better. So even if I stop buying shampoo, I'm probably still going to buy some hydrating, moisturizing conditioner. Because, like,
yeah.
That's, like, I don't really care about shampoo. I really don't. Because I could literally just use soap. Like, I don't care, but it's conditioner just, is different for me.
No, and I understand, and that's the reason why I still buy conditioner, because I don't think I would do all right if I only had the shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
And we did try conditioning our hair with coconut oil, but it just got our hair really oily, remember?
And then, like, it would be, like, stiff, and I would move my head, and my hair would not move. I'm like, cool. Like one of those guys with slicked back hair. That's me.
And it was, again, it did not feel like it was greasy. It just felt it was stiff, wet,
yeah,
the whole time.
It looked really wet too, but when you touch it, it was like hard. I'm like, this is weird.
And the funny thing is that we did rinse.
Yeah,
we rinsed, but the coconut just like, what is going on here?
I don't know, because like when I was rinsing, I was like, it still feels like there's coconut oil in my hair. So mm-hmm. I was like under the water for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
So what she tried though is that she started washing her hair with only water and nothing else. And she said she washed with water and she start brushing. I guess you know that brushing stimulate the scalp.
Well, what kind of hair does she have?
She has straight hair.
So automatically, we don't even know if this would work in our case. Well, especially in mine, because one, I assume she's probably white, and my hair, I'm not white.
No, but
and
I understand
also,
that.
Like, so her hair texture is going to be different than mine.
Right.
So, like, but I don't know.
But think about it. When I read that,
just
she
water,
said
that sounds so crazy.
Right.
Though.
So, and you look at her picture, she looks nice. And then you think, like, when I read this, I stopped and I took a breath and I was like, wow. Just water and brushing? I mean, wow.
That's so crazy.
But you think about it, like, back in the day, old time's sake, right? They didn't have conditioner.
Yeah,
they didn't have shampoo.
Yeah,
and I'm assuming they bathed. They had water and their hair was fine. I was like,
we really don't know, honestly.
But like when I watched the Alpha Dog,
excuse me,
the movie Alpha, back in the day, the colonizers, they were bathing in the stream, right? Mm-hmm. And the water was cold. It wasn't harsh on them or their skin. And so the hair looked fine. I understand it was a movie and they have headdresses and stuff. But when I saw that she looks fine and she only washes with water, and I was like, what in the world? I mean, I don't know. I mean, how
well, she probably doesn't have to undergo ridiculous, like, minutes of detangling. That's
no,
like,
she has short hair. Yeah, and she has
also,
short hair.
Also, like, she brushes. So, like, she brushes, that's
and
gonna
she's
be easier,
saying
yeah.
that with brushing her hair and just the water, it just make it so clean all the time. And
does she brush in the shower?
She brushed in the shower. It doesn't say that she brushed in the shower. I can definitely ask her. But, yeah, but she basically say that now she can go weeks without washing and only need brushing every few days. And nobody notices. So I'm thinking that she's taking a shower and she's wetting her hair and massaging her hair with the water. And then voila. I was like, wow, that's something. That's something.
Yeah, I really don't think that would ever work for me.
Yeah.
Like, okay, perhaps I could wash my hair with no shampoo. Perhaps I could do that. But in my case, like, I have to, like, because my hair is curly, my hair gets tangled really easily. Mm-hmm. So I would have to, like, be there. I've tried combing with just water, combing my hair out with just water. It does not work. No. It does not work that way.
It gets, it gets really, it's not bristle, it's like
brittle,
not it doesn't slide properly.
Yeah, it doesn't slide through because it's like not moisturized. Yeah. It's like it's still dry.
I remember,
you know?
That back in the day when I used to take care of you guys' hair, my hand will hurt so much because it was so tangled. You have lots of hair, but it's so thin, it gets tangled so fast.
Yeah.
And I would waste, like, oh my gosh, hours in the shower combing you guys' hair.
That's also why I wash my hair more often than, like, you mm-hmm. or some other people do, because my hair, since it's so thin, so it gets tangled all the time. Yeah. I put my hair up one time, then it looks bad because, like, every I take mm-hmm. it out and it's awful because it's tangled all over the place.
I really liked when you were little, I would, you know, wash it, condition, and brush it, and then I would put in a braid. And it would, like, I would style your hair, you guys' hair on a braid, and then it would stay, like, 2 days on a braid. I would just kept redoing the braid, and you look nice. And, like, on the third, fourth day, I would take the braid down.
Yeah, I remember
it
the braids.
So cute. And, and it was not tangled at all. So there were times that I would leave your hair on a braid for the whole week, because then I would just have to wash, and I would just, like, it's so nice. Because as soon as I remove the hair from the braid, it tangles. It's like, what the hell?
I remember how I would be in the shower back in Colorado, and I would be sitting there, and you start getting cranky because your hand would be so cramped, and I'd be like, I wonder what she thinks what the fuss is about. And then I start doing my own hair, and I would stand there in the shower, and I'd be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And it's not awful.
Really environmental friendly, because so we would start to turn the water off. We always turn the water off to brush. I don't think now that they are teenagers they turn the water off, and I really dislike that. The same when they are shaving their legs, they don't turn the water off, and I don't like, because you gotta be nice to the environment.
Well, she does turn off the water when she combs her hair out, because her hair is really long. For me, now that my hair is pretty short, it takes me like T minus 1 second to comb my hair out. Literally, I'll be there. But for me, I have to wait 3 minutes, because that's what the directions say for maximum hydration.
I don't know. I mean, this lady, more power to her to just wash her hair
and
with
water.
And that's
her zero-waste routine. That's literally, she doesn't even do anything. Like,
yeah,
she doesn't use any products or anything?
Yeah, so no products on her hair. So that's
what about her, does she use products on her face?
So, yeah, so her face, right? You were saying that your face, you basically don't do anything to it. You just brush your teeth.
When it's cold, I put lotion on it. Mm-hmm. But when it's hot, I, or like, I don't know. I usually don't.
Yeah. So basically she's saying here that, you know, I told you guys about she creaming her face, hands, and legs all every day back in the day, right? So now she stopped altogether. She stopped and following the recommendation of a dermatologist, she stopped exfoliating. So she said that the shower and the scrubs and the brush and the cream, they were all actually making her skin bad. So basically this whole time that she's like exfoliating, creaming, brushing, showering, and all that, it was actually making her skin addicted to it. So,
well, yeah, I understand that. I remember back in like sixth grade science, my teacher was telling me about how the class about how she was practically addicted to lip balm because she wouldn't put on lip balm for maybe like an hour or two, and then her lips would get super dry. Yeah. She'd have to put it back on, you know. And I have the same thing. Like, I've started putting on lip balm a lot. Like, when I can't find my lip balm, my lips feel like they are about to fall off.
No, and it is dry. True. And there is an NPR episode about lip balm addiction. And actually, it was said in that report that there is a chemical inside lip balm that your lips get addicted to it.
Yeah,
it dries like, your lips more, so you are using all the time.
Yeah, I do believe that. Like, I really do, because it's literally happening to me. I don't put on lip balm, then I feel like I am dying. So and I'm like, man, it's a good thing I don't kiss anybody because my lips are so dry. They are so bad.
Yeah, it is actually a true statement that, and I truly believe after reading her stuff today, that makes sense, and that our skin also get used to the stuff we put on. You know, like, yes, the environment makes our skin really dry, but it's because we are showering with very, very hot water, or our heating inside the home is very, very, very hot. Things like that will exacerbate the level of dryness of our skin. So she basically, like I said, she stopped showering, she stopped scrubbing, she stopped brushing and creaming. She stopped everything. And she said that the first 6 weeks was really hard. Her skin started hurting really, really bad. And one day she just noticed that her skin started taking care of itself. It started like restoring its own oils and starting to take care of itself. And it restored its softness all by itself. And then she said that she does wash the stinky parts of her body. And then she uses stinky, which I thought was cute. And she showers when she's really sweaty, using a soap bar. Otherwise, she leaves her skin alone. So basically what I gather here that she showers, but only she's really sweaty. When she's not really sweaty, she only washes her stinky parts, which I'm assuming is her privates and her underarms. I think that will be the parts that will have odor, right? So yeah, let's talk about not having lotion, because lotion in this house for you guys are like a mandatory thing.
Yeah, it's important to have lotion. I don't know if it's like just me. Like, okay, I do have this other black friend of mine, and we like are the same practically. And he talks about how he like needs lotion to live. I'm like, bro, me too. We are one and the same. Like, if I don't put on lotion, like, when it's warm, sure, I don't have to put on lotion because I feel like it's kind of humid here, like here in country living Indiana, I suppose. And so I don't put on lotion. Otherwise, I feel like super greasy and gross and like I'm smothering myself and my pores are like, ah, please help. But
when it's hot.
But when it's cold, geez, oh my gosh, when it is cold, it's like I get so dry. My hands are like crackling white, my legs are like crackling white, I am practically crackling white, and like I get so ashy, and it's a really bad time for everybody.
Right.
So I have to put on lotion because it's so cold, because like the air just like completely dries out. And he's like, yeah, like his hands get so dry, mm-hmm. that like they are hurting because they're so dry.
Yeah.
And I'm like, literally that happens to me. So if I go without lotion, sure, nowadays, it's April, it's getting warm, I don't put lotion on every single day. I put lotion on after I get out of the shower, because if I don't put lotion after I get out of the shower, I get super dry, and it's a bad day for everybody. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, for me, lotion is really important, and, like, I know you don't put on lotion very often.
Because, I don't.
Because you'll complain, like, I'll feel your elbows sometimes, and they're super dry and crackly. I'm like, oh my gosh, put on lotion.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I think, like, I never think about, like, how this lady, she's talking about how, like, maybe it's not meant for us to have all these products.
No, it's
and I mean,
not.
I suppose, like, I guess she's right, mm-hmm. but I guess me growing up having all of the products, it's kind of weird to not be using them.
No, but I understand your point, but also if you think about it, living in Colorado in a harsh condition was also made the whole situation. And back in the day, my ex-husband did like the house really warm, that for the hot air is really dry on the skin.
Mm-hmm.
So that affects the way you live too, right? I mean, but you know, like I said, when I was in Brazil, I didn't put lotion in my body because I didn't have to. So when I moved to Colorado, I didn't put lotion because I didn't know I had to. So my skin, after I would say 3 weeks that after I arrived in Colorado, it started to get pretty, pretty bad.
Ooh.
It was so bad that my skin, when it gets dry, it gets like these bumps,
mm-hmm.
and the bumps start opening, like,
oh,
if it's,
my gosh,
it
like
itches and
wounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my back was getting all messed up because I didn't put anything. And you think about it, I didn't even know this lady back then. We're talking about like 20 some years ago, right? When I first arrived in the U.S.
Yeah.
And I didn't put lotion. I didn't put lotion because I didn't think I need to, because I was, again, my routine from Brazil.
And it's just
and
like
my
the
skin
conditions.
Just got so freaking messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to put this calamine, it's this pink lotion that kind of helps with your skin.
Like intensive dry skin stuff.
Yeah, it kind of helps your skin because it's broken somehow. I forgot the name of it, but it's like a pink lotion. Put that all the way until my skin was healed, and then make sure that I would care for it and putting lotion on it. But then I'm trying to figure out, like, how did back in the day the Native Americans lived in Colorado and didn't, because there were no industrialized lotion.
Well, it's probably because the way you grew up, you spent 20 years in Brazil, and so you were like, your body's like, I don't need to put on lotion because the weather conditions don't permit me that I don't need to do it because mm-hmm. it's a waste of time. I'm already dry. Not, I'm already like,
I'm moisturized.
Moisturized. No,
yeah.
But then you move to an entirely different location, like has legit seasons, and it gets super, super, super cold in Colorado because of the mountains and the weather, et cetera, et cetera. And like, I feel like your body's not used to it. Like, that makes sense.
Right.
So it's still trying to go back to the way it was before. And once it realizes, oh my gosh, there's not enough moisture in this air, then it's like starts affecting. Mm-hmm. So maybe those Native Americans, the indigenous people or whatever, they grew up in that area and therefore their skin is like used to the dry air. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's like different. Cause you know, that's what, cause each person adapts to like the location.
Right, you're
like,
right.
There's a reason why like the fish in the caves don't have eyes, because mm-hmm. it's so dark that I don't need them. Mm-hmm. So, and but then it makes sense like if they went to a place where there was, you know, where there was light, like they wouldn't just sprout eyes, I assume.
It would hurt them, the fact yeah. that they don't have eyes.
Yeah, so I feel like the same way. Mm-hmm. Like, moving from Colorado to Indiana, I don't think it's that big of a change. Yes, it's more humid here. It's definitely because the elevation is, like, lower mm-hmm. and stuff. And, like, there's a lot more, I don't know, a lot more trees and stuff and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's a little, I feel like I'm a little bit more moisturized in the nice Indiana air or whatever, but I feel it's because it was such a drastic change. Yeah. You go from somewhere really hot to somewhere, like, pretty damn cold, so.
Not just that, but dry.
Yeah, very dry.
It was in Brazil, you know, when we
You're
go
like
to Brazil.
You're, like, right next to the coast,
yeah,
right?
When we go to Brazil, our skins are nice and our hairs are nice because mm-hmm. the moisture in the air
is just like naturally,
it's just naturally conditioning.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, you get frizzy here and there, but it's just part of it. You just put a little bit of oils and you're good, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, and I got this skin condition and it was pretty scary.
Yeah.
So I decided that, you know, I gotta put lotion here and there. So, but I'm still, I've been living here for 20 or some years and I still don't put lotion every day because I have this mentality that
you don't need to put it on.
I don't need to put it on.
Yeah, I feel like that's definitely like, because like that's circumstantial,
right?
Not like that's like genetic. I don't think I feel like it's heavily circumstantial.
Yeah, I mean, she lives in Germany, this lady, and I'm assuming they do get winter there. They do get cold, but I don't know. I hear from my German friends that it does not get as cold as here, and it is a little bit more, I think it is a little bit humid too there. So I don't know if her location
has anything to do with it.
I mean, so the whole point here is that, hey, she's not spending any money on any skincare either.
Which is admirable. That's, yeah.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I'm assuming she is doing her own deodorant. She didn't mention any deodorant. I'm assuming she's making her own. And
which, I feel like she probably doesn't use toothpaste, though.
Yeah, she probably makes her own, like many zero waste people, they make their own toothpaste with like baking soda and coconut oil mm-hmm. and essential oils. I don't use toothpaste. I use electric toothbrush, so you don't have to have toothpaste when you have one of those, because the water activates the cleaning with the bristles and it all automatic, so cleans very well. Don't know, she didn't mention what she does with toothpaste, and I'm gonna get you a electric so you don't have to use toothpaste as well.
Like, I was told that electric toothbrushes make your teeth really white, so I'm kind of interested, because you know, P, she's always talking about, because she wants her teeth to be movie star white. She wants them to be, like, glaring. She's like, I want to have such white teeth. When I smell, people get blinded. I'm like, go ahead, do what you want to do. But, like, it's the kind of movie star white that you have to, like, do that one thing, the mouth guard thing, you know, where you put it in there and it's, like, the ultra violet light.
You know.
And, you know, you look at that and it's kind of sus, like, we were obviously not meant to do that.
No.
Like, sure, you want your teeth to be white. You don't want to have, like, yellowing, like, ugly teeth. But still, like, yeah,
it is so,
I don't know.
It's so weird what marketing does to your head, isn't it? Like,
we are not about to go back on this marketing stuff.
No, seriously.
No.
Seriously.
I don't know
all
how
these
she...
influencers, all these celebrities doing all that stuff because they... deem that that is a necessary thing for them to look pretty or for people to think they are pretty. And then it goes in the heads of everybody and everybody wants to do it.
I first saw it on Instagram. This one guy was doing it on Instagram.
I first saw on E back in the day, when the channel, when I had it and the Kardashians were doing or something.
Oh, really?
Or some other reality star was doing. That's when I saw it on TV. But I was like, seriously, I'm not going to do that.
Your father probably costs so much money.
Oh my gosh, lovely. Your father, there is a tree in Brazil and in Africa that the bark, it's what they use for toothpaste, for whitening toothpaste. Mm-hmm. And he used to buy the bark from an African store. And he just, like, during the day, he would just chew on this bark and clean his teeth with it all the time.
Did it work?
I swear, the man was 10 years older than me when I met him. He had never gone to the dentist in his life. He never had a cavity. Because he took care of his teeth with this bark.
Sign me up. Where do I get the bark? Like, man, I'll get this from an African store.
How guys here, some dudes walk out with a toothpick in their mouth, which is like, okay.
My dad would do that sometimes.
And I would like, and then so my ex, your dad, your father actually would walk around with his thing in his mouth, but it's the bark that he used to entertain himself by cleaning his teeth, and never had a cavity in his life.
Yeah, I am
ever.
I'm gonna go get some of this stuff for myself.
Pearl white teeth.
Yeah, we're about to go get some.
Never had braces either. I mean, you see, like, when people talk about alkaline this, alkaline that, the African way, I believe that is the truth, because, like, how do all these people back in the day used to survive and have their beautiful lifestyles, and here we are slathering chemicals and wasting resources on things that are unnecessary. Okay, the lady stopped lotion, more power to her. I don't put lotion every day, but I feel like I need to have it the days I'm feeling
very dry,
really dry.
Yeah.
I have tried coconut oil and it just doesn't really look like it works for me, you know? But yeah, I mean, I think zero waste, you have to be really like
dedicated
to it and not care what other people say and not do things based on what other people are going to think of you.
Yeah, I suppose. Like me, I'm not going to be like, yeah, zero waste, you know, like promoting it to the, you know, rooftops. Like, yeah,
it makes
plastic
sense,
is like not a good thing. And sure, I want to minimize my plastic usage. I don't want to be carrying around plastic bags from the grocery store. I want to bring my own bags to the grocery store, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, I don't appreciate that. And also, I'm kind of to the point where I'm tempted to bring my own Tupperwares to restaurants. I'm kind of tempted. Like, I don't like the Tupperwares, the styrofoam stuff, because that makes me feel kind of bad. I'm like, I'm going to use this one time. Those restaurants, though, that give the Tupperwares with the food, I'm like, nice. I like this. I can use this for the rest of my life.
Yeah, if it's a packaging that you can do multiple use, if the type
it's
of
good,
plastic
yeah.
that you're going to do multiple use, I'm okay with it in a way, but yeah, I think you are right, and I am really happy to hear that my ways are kind of rubbing.
Oh gosh,
a little bit.
But like, regardless, I would stop some things. Like, I would stop using shampoo. Like, I would stop doing that. But like, I feel like it just comes to a point of what is comfortable for that person.
Yeah.
Because you really have to be dedicated to this kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Especially if you're like, you're going to be vegan or whatever, you got to be really dedicated. Mm-hmm. Especially if you didn't grow up vegan or grow up vegetarian. People like my friends, they're like, how do you do that? How are you like pescatarian or vegetarian or whatever you are? I'm like, I just grew up like this. Like, it's normal to me. I don't actively want to eat meat. Like, in fact, sometimes I see it on your plate, looks kind of gross. So but they like eat this all the time. So it's like, the thing is, like, if somebody used hairspray all the time, they'd be kind of like, kind of weird to not have hairspray on, you know? So I feel like it's a thing that you really got to be dedicated to, like, getting rid of it and, like, bettering your own personal life for that.
And but you can also break the curse, though. I mean, that doesn't mean, for example, I grew up eating meat. My parents grew up eating meat, so their parents grew up eating meat,
but
right?
Yeah, you had but to be dedicated to it.
But there's one point that you say, I don't want it.
Yeah.
Therefore, from now
on,
I'm going to stop, and then I'm going to teach my children and the next generations not to do it, right?
Yeah.
So there's a point where there is a behavior that is unacceptable in your head, so you are going to stop that behavior, and from that day on, you're going to move forward and try your best not to do it. So I think that is on with everything, right?
Yeah, it has to be a conscious decision.
Right. So whether it's beauty routine or lifestyle, because I think being vegan, vegetarian, or regular meat eaters, it's your lifestyle. It's not a diet. It's your lifestyle. Yeah. And that's something that you do it for a reason, and you do it because it makes you feel good. And again, you don't have to answer to anybody when you do those kind of stuff. Yeah, so I don't wear a lot of makeup. And the makeup I do wear, it's safe. I am really conscious about the safety of my makeup and my, you know, skincare. Like, I don't buy expensive oil. I mean, I don't buy expensive creams because I only use oils. And so I don't have that going. A lot of people like that stuff. And so, yeah, I think I am on the path that pretty soon I'm going to be plastic free, but I don't know. I'm not there yet.
That is a terrifying concept for me personally. I don't know how my life is going to be if my life is completely plastic free. But, you know, it's my mother's decision. So
little by little.
I don't know. She's probably going to end up destroying my plastic life. She's going to pull it all apart. But we'll give you more developments as my mother destroys my plastic filled life.
Yeah, so what is your beauty routine? What do you do in the morning? What do you do when you go to sleep? I don't do much when I go to sleep.
I
just put a bunch of oils on my face. Anyway, it was great talking to you about beauty routines. And if you have your specific routine, let us know. We'd love to hear about.
Yes, plus do tell us.
All right, see you guys later.
Bye. This podcast is brought to you by me and my mom. The editing is done by me, and the music is done by my mom and GarageBand. If you want to check us out on any of our social media, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook as Confess Coco and YouTube as Confessions of Coconuts, where we post all of our cool adventures of us being zany and eating a bunch of cool food and stuff. If you want to get in touch with us, you can go to any of our social media. If you want to donate, you can go to our website, confessionsofcoconuts.com, and go to the donate page and drop some spare change while you're at it. While you're there, you might as well go visit the show notes and subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe because you're going to subscribe to all podcasts. And I know you love us because you're listening right now. It'd be cool if you could share us on whatever social media you have and just get the word out so we can continue to bless other people's ears with our amazing voices and our silly stories. The podcast is a lot of work, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and we truly thank you for listening. On that note, leave a review. Thank you so much.